run around the water movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and bend the moose, and now you know the plot. We're animaniacs. Dog is cute and yakko yaks. Wacko bats with a snatch while the Clinton plays the sax. We're animaniacs. We Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe. But Babbitt's flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. What you say is Mindy, while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we have the script, my father to rehearse.
Italian Renaissance, a glorious time of unprecedented achievement in the arts. And perhaps the era's greatest figure was Michelangelo Buonarroti. I'm afraid popular culture has successfully eradicated the actual identities of the true poets of art. In my opinion, this stinks.
Hey, watch it, dude! What the?
I shall deal with you later. Now for a brief reality check. Michelangelo was a brilliant artist, not a tech. His most famous works include the marble masterpiece Statue of David and, of course, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Yes, this too was created by the tortured genius Michelangelo, but even this great artist needed help to carry out his vision.
You incompetent fools! You call yourselves artists?
You just can't get good help these days.
And you! How can I work with all you peasants kneeling and mumbling?
But Michelangelo, this is a church.
Oh, that explains that infernal bell ringing.
Be finished with my great masterpiece tonight, before His Eminence arrives. But I fired all my assistants. I'm alone. All alone. Oh, heavenly muse, send me some help. Whoa.
It's Yakko and Wacko and our sister Dot.
If you need your ceiling painted, come see us. We will paint it better than a Italian cuss. If it's flaking and it's peeling, we will renovate your ceiling. We will make it so appealing. Come see us.
Ceilings, nothing more than ceilings.
Friends, we'll paint any ceiling for just $29.95. Right. How do we do it? No overhead. In fact, when we get through, you'll have nothing overhead. And if you hire us, you'll have nothing in your head. We paint ceilings, ceilings, and only ceilings. We don't paint floors because they're beneath us.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
We heard you had a ceiling that needs paint.
Nice bungalow. This your place?
You fools, I'm the great Michelangelo. And this is the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, yeah? If you're so great, what did you do with the other 15 chapels, huh? Got you there.
Out! Out! How dare you! Huh?
Well, that takes care of the competition.
Gentlemen! Start your rumors!
You know, a little touch-up will do wonders for this place.
Let me in! Let me in!
Nobody gets in to see the wizard! Not nobody, not no how!
But I'm Michelangelo.
Well,
The witch's Michelangelo? Well, now that's a ceiling of a different color.
What have you done to my beautiful ceiling?
You like it? I gotta tell you, we had a heck of a time covering up those naked people.
You fools! You've ruined it! It's supposed to have pictures!
Pictures? He wants pictures!
Hey, don't worry, Mike, our mistake! This hasn't happened to us since that Venus de Milo arms fiasco.
Say, why don't you go paint that Moaning Lisa, Leonardo?
That's Da Vinci.
That's delightful.
That's lovely, but we've got a ceiling to paint.
But...
Here, just pick out a wallpaper pattern and relax. We'll take care of everything.
Yeah, when it comes to ceilings, we're the tops.
Oh, and while you're at it, pick out the linoleum, why don't you?
And don't forget your upholstery and your bathroom fixtures.
Oh, thank you.
Now, don't you worry your pretty little head. Oh, by the way, nice toga.
Let me see now. This lovely floral pattern might be just... Hey, wait a minute. I'll teach those idiots to fool with the great Michelangelo. No. No. No! I'm ruined. Ruined!
I knew it. He prefers the young Albus.
It is supposed to look like this.
Oh, more naked people.
I wouldn't go flashing that around if I were you, Mike. This is a church.
But His Eminence is coming tonight, and I must be finished. Please, you gotta help me.
Wait a minute. You expect us poor innocent children to climb up dangerous scaffolding and paint naked people all over a church?
We'll do it!
But we're not doing it for the sake of art. And we're not doing it for the sake of money. No, we're doing it because we like painting naked people.
I still don't know what to paint in this blank space. And His Eminence will be here any minute.
It's His Eminence. His Eminence.
Look, it's His Eminence.
His Eminence is coming.
Gadzooks, His Eminence.
Don't worry, Mike. You go say howdy. We'll finish up.
Your Eminence. I'm so glad you could come. I've worked so hard to please you. I hope you like my ceiling. Ah! I'm ruined!
I like it.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Painting is like show business. You have to know your audience.
As I can remember, I always wanted to be a good feather. You see, if you were a good feather, you had it all. You were a somebody in a neighborhood full of nobodies, like Bobby and Pesto. Those guys were my heroes.
Hey, cool, I'm walking here.
You're walking with me? Is that what you're doing? Are you walking with me? I don't see anybody else here. Are you walking with me?
Bobby and Pesto weren't afraid of nothing or nobody.
Hey, go you!
Yeah, run, run, pussycat.
Mess with us, will you? Cool off. Cat don't know cool about what he's messing with.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, good feathers. How you doing, Bobby? Hiya, Pesto.
Well, look what we got over here.
What's with you?
Well, I'd like to become a good feather.
you? A good fella?
Get him out of my face.
Right.
Get out of here. Buzz off.
Get him. I want to be a good feather.
We're getting a lot of laughs today.
Feather hat.
Don't laugh, guys. I just want to be a tough bird, you know, like you, Pesto.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I said you're tough, that's all.
You're saying I'm an overdone piece of meat? Is that what you're saying? What am I, a plate of dry steak butt meat here to amuse you?
No, I didn't say that. I just said you're tough.
I am tough?
Yeah.
I'm tough.
Yeah, you're tough.
That's it! Tough!
The God Pigeon.
Pesto.
Oh, Pesto.
Wow, what'd I do? What?
Hey!
The God Pigeon, Sally, wants to know who you are.
I'm Squit.
Squit? What kind of a name is that?
It's a stupid one, that's what. Squit.
Listen, I'll do anything to be a good feather.
If I send it on a tail, then the bird's name.
He says you're in.
All right.
If you come through with some food.
Sure, I'll get some food. No problem. All right, a bagel.
Go for it, kid. You need help? We help.
Yeah, forget about it.
He needs help.
All right, there it is.
I'm going for it.
No, I'm going for
no,
it.
No, I'm going in.
I got it. Go for it.
Pipe down.
Go for it, would you?
Hey. Cool off. I'll go for it when I want to go for it.
So go for it.
All right.
Okay, so what's the plan with the bagel?
Taxi!
Take you anywhere, $14.
$14?
Taxi.
Who ordered the squab under glass?
So this is the plan, see? We get under the manhole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then we snatch the bagel from underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, forget about it. You're a genius, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm a genius over here.
Yeah, you're a real smart bird, Bobby.
Who asked you?
Nobody.
Keep your beak in your own business.
Bada bing! There she is.
Get your flippin' wing out of my eye.
Hey, quit shoving, will ya?
Shove you, you sack of pillow stuffing.
You two pipe down. Got it. I had it. I had it. And bada bing, bang, boom, my wing is introduced to radial tires.
Where'd you get the uniform, Bobby?
You ask too many questions. Wait here.
Did it. Yes, Pesto, you are one swell bird.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I said you're swell, that's all.
You saying that I got a big head? Is that what you're saying? What am I, a bloated, puffy round head here to amuse you?
No, I didn't say that. I said you're swell.
I am swell?
Yeah, you're swell.
Swell?
Yeah.
That's it. Here's your swell. I got your swell right here. I show you swell.
Pesto, squint. Knock it off. Hey, yo, huh?
Guess I'm out.
The guard pigeon.
You have been given the God Pigeon's blessing. You're in.
I'm in. I made it.
Fudge all, he's slobbering all over me over here.
Maybe he thinks you're cute. You know what I'm saying?
Cute? You think I'm cute? That's it. Cute? I show you cute. You want cute? Here's your cute. You see, you bob like a dinosaur bone.
And that's how I became a good feather.
Gee, Echo, I'm confused. What else is new? No, I mean about today's show. What was the moral of the story?
Good question, Wacko. And to learn the answer, let's consult the Wheel of Morality. Wheel of Morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number 4. And the moral of today's story is... Never ask what hot dogs are made of.
Of course, it all makes perfect sense now. Thanks for clearing that up.
My pleasure. Yay!
Thank you.
extra places.